Bez Hashem continued Maral, Shir number 9, and we are in Tferes Yisrael, page Lamed Vez, in the first parak of Tferes Yisrael. And just to give a little recap of what we discussed last time, we were discussing how every single thing that Hashem created, for example, the sun, it produces Ke'ain similar to what the sun is. The sun is a hot ball, and it produces heat. The rain brings water. And he says, you never see when someone plants wheat that it comes out to be barley. That doesn't work. That doesn't happen. Then we said over a very interesting Gemara, last daf in Kedushin, Pei Beis Amad Beis, where Rashim ben Elazar said that all the days of my life, I've never seen a, this is on page Lamed, in the previous page, I've never seen a fox who dries figs, the lion that carries the dried figs, the deer or gazelle that dries the figs, then the lion that carries them to the fox to sell them. And he said, all of those animals in the world were created for one purpose. The purpose is to serve Adam, meaning man, to serve him, to serve us. And they have no difficulty in finding their parnasa. So I technically should also have a kosher cane, have no difficulty in my parnasa. Why is it that parnasa is difficult? So he answers, because of the chait. The Ben Yoyada, the Pashat Pshat you could learn maybe is because of the chait of the Eitz Adas. That parnasa is a klala. He brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah that sounds like perhaps maybe it's our chataim nowadays. That could be also connected as well. Avon eseichem hitu eile. And the pasuk concludes, v'chatoi seichem monu hatoi mikem. And your chatoi is plural. Your chatois prevented the good from you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the good, like a father who comes home after a whole day being out of the house. He has chocolate in his pocket, and as he enters the house, he hears the mother reprimanding the children. He can't pull out the chocolate and give it to the children now. It doesn't work. The children don't deserve it now. But the father wants to give it. So it's the Averis that hold us back from getting all the good. But technically speaking, what the Maral is bringing out over here, the point is that don't define a person by the parnasa that he does. Very important yesod. A person is not a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a chef, whatever it might be. That is not what the person is. That's what he does for a living. That is his profession. As we had mentioned, the story where the store owner told the Rav that my klala ends at 6 o'clock. We mentioned this in the previous year. My klala ends 6 o'clock. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we should not enjoy our work. We better enjoy our work, or else it's not a good situation. We're not getting into that. But let us understand that the definition of a person is not defined by what he does for a living. That's not who the person is. Okay. We continue here in the second paragraph on page Lamed Beis. I made a note when I discussed this in the morning in First Seder, and from Gedalia Kohen, he mentioned that on Shabbos, it's another proof to the fact that the parnasa of a person is not defined who the person is. And he said a very nice point. He said, because on Shabbos, we go back to a state of Adam HaRishon Koyda Mechait, because on Shabbos it's like going to Gan Eden. That's what Shabbos is about. There's no parnasa on Shabbos. Right? The whole aspect of Shabbos is there is no parnasa. And that's what he said also, how Adam HaRishon, they were tzoy lebasa, they were making a barbecue for Adam HaRishon. So this is just another yesod. You see that the essence of the person is not his parnasa. Whether he's a custodian or whether he's a physicist making up the biggest calculations in the world. That's not who he is. That's not the essence of what the person defined is. What is the essence of what the goal of the Maral here in this perek is to show that by a yid, just like the sun produces the heat, a yid, his connections, he produces Torah mitzvahs. That is what a Jew produces. A yid produces Torah mitzvahs. That is the essence of him. Let's continue. The kevan shoy nimso v'bali chayim she yishamshu v'koyches elu tzayich panasasun. The animals don't use those koyches for their parnasa. Im kain, masha ha'odim poyel bekoyach gufoy v'zeyes apoy. This that a person
works hard, and he sweats b'zeis apoy v'noisi masa godlu tzorich panasosi, and he carries heavy packages, heavy burdens for his parnasa, ein ze mitzad shleimus adam. That does not have any relevance for what creates the person is complete perfection. Shari ein tzorich dover ze lebali chayim shehem yoise pachas min adam. V'dover ze his chayiv lo mitzad chetoy. Because by the Bali Chaim, he's not sweating to get his parnasa. The deer, this past summer, I was actually pretty close to a deer. Pretty close to a deer. And I was driving up by a certain place in the Poconos, and I see this deer literally eating from one tree. I was like 15 feet away. No fences, no nothing. The whole story is for another time. And he's just taking his time, eating from one place. I looked away a few minutes. I looked back. I said, deer was in the first spot. He was in the second spot, eating from a different spot. He wasn't using his speed to get his food. So the morale is saying, so then, by us, the only reason why we're exerting ourselves, it's because of the chait of Adam Arishon, the chait of Eitz Hadas. As always, as we possibly said as well, as the chataim maybe of a person, but that does not define the person, the fact that he has a parnasa, what he does. V'chein v'ashe'ein lo Adam menoyach b'yoyim v'laylo rots achar panasosa kitzvi u'mishamish lezek koyach nafshi shaloi. On top of page Lama Gimel, this that a person is running like a deer and using his strength, ve'einze mitzad ha-shleimus. That's because that does not create the shleimus. That does not define what the person is here for in this world. Shari loy nimsa ze b'balichayim shehim lematim himenu. And his logic he brings here is that by the animals who are lower than Adam, you don't find them having to exert themselves in such a way to create their parnasa. So it doesn't make any sense that we'd have to exert ourselves to create our shleimus ha'adam. V'chein ein shleimus ha'seichel shel adam l'shamesh boy el panasosoy. Now he says, we discussed the guf of the person. Now we're discussing the seichel. We said there are three parts of the person. The guf, the nefesh, and the seichel. The body, the nefesh, like the movement, the ruach, and the seichel. Now he's saying, the seichel is not here to focus on the parnasa of the person.
Same concept. The animal doesn't need this, and the animal is less than a person, and the animal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is nois lechem l'chol chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his food to all animals, all creations.
This that a person is greater than all animals, and it's appropriate that he has specific pu'ulois, actions that he does, unique. The human being's actions, the Adam's actions, are not those that bring out his parnasa. That's not the shleimus adam. It's the total opposite. Ulab chisus, and it lowers the person. B'shir shechata v'nasa bal chisarun, and now he's lacking. Ulakach tzorich l'chol hadvar meilo, and that's why he needs these things. The maral is saying, it's so important, it's so powerful, and it's the opposite of the Western society, of the whole Goyish society of the world, where the person is defined by his parnasa. He's saying, if a person is defined by his parnasa, that's p'chisus ha'adam, that's lower than the animal, he's saying. If you think about it, the animal is not defined by the food that he eats. You don't say a lion is a lion because he tears apart the zebra. That's not what a lion is. It happens to be the lion eats a zebra or whatever animal he eats. A deer is not a deer because it eats the berries off the tree or the grass or whatever. The cow is eating the grass. That happens to be. That's how they're getting their sustenance. So if you think about that, which is exactly what the Maharal is saying, we are not defined by the job that we do that puts food in our mouth, that pays electric bills so we can see. And if that is the case, then we're focusing on the klala, which is because of the chait. This next paragraph on page Lamed Gimel, the Maharal is going to be focusing on how the mitzvahs are directly connected to Adam. Once again, once we just explained what's not the definitive characteristic of the person, is parnasa. Now we're going to focus on what is. So there has to be a nefesh elokis. There's something unique about Adam. When we say Adam, we're specifically referring to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael have a specific gift of nefesh elokis. So if we have a gift of nefesh elokis, so then that has to be what is our pu'ula, what brings out our actions that can connect to that nefesh elokis. How do we bring out our actions that connect to nefesh elokis? That's the Torah mitzvahs. V'imkein, nishura ha'sheila, the question remains, eize heim ha'pu'ulas ha'miyuchados loy. What are those actions that are miyuchad, that are specific for Klal Yisrael, for the Adam? Ha'misyachsoyis el ma'losoy b'mash yesh lo nefesh sichli. That are directly connected to the fact that he has nefesh sichli.
And the nefesh elo
kiss
is different than the nefesh sichli.
Well, we're saying the nefesh elo kiss is connected to the nefesh sichli. There has to be by the Adam, there has to be this direct connection to the nefesh elo kiss of the nefesh sichli. There's a direct connection. What is it unique about Adam specifically that Adam has this that animal doesn't have? What are those actions that connect into nefesh sichli? We're forced to say, there's the only thing that's remaining left. The actions that connect him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaPu'ulos HaLekiyos. V'heim mitzvah satayra. These are the mitzvahs of Torah. Right here, right now, let's understand, let's appreciate that when a person is fulfilling a mitzvah, he is elevating himself to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do the flip side. Okay? When a person eats, now we have to eat. So by definition, the act of eating is a physical, is a bahamistika act. It's a physical act. Now, when a person makes the bracha, so he elevates the food now. He's on Shabbos, it's like eating karbonos. So it's now transformed into something special. But by definition of the physical act, when the person is eating something, the animal eats also. For example, the lowest form of the relationship of the Adam and the animal is that the person has to relieve himself in the basic kisa. The person has to go to the bathroom. That's the lowest form of the Adam connecting to that of the animal part of him. In the Midbar, there was no need, there was no Ashiyatzar. There was no bathroom. In the Midbar, they ate the man, and the whole aspect of the man, the food of the man, was all nutritious. There was no psoilus. What is waste? It's called tsoya. As we're learning by the Mishnah Berurah. Tsoya means yotza. It's going out. What comes out of the body? That's the psoilus. That's the part of the body. The body says, you're not good for me. By the mun, it was all good. Every single part of the mun absorbed into the person's body. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Likutim, in the back of it, by Nefesh HaChaim, he says, by the Kodshim, in the base of Migdash, had the same Kedusha like by the mun in the Midbar. Meaning what? That just like the man, it did not produce any psoila, so too when the kohanim ate by the kachim, the karbanis of the kachim, there was no psoilas. It does not create any need to go to the Beis HaKisa, to the bathroom. So when a person is misyachis to a mitzvah, he is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoisov, you were mekadosh us with your mitzvahs. I'm trying to think of a mashal of a person where we have actually in Center City, go downtown to the shul over there. What's it called? The old shul where Aviel is, that shul.
Mikveh Israel?
Mikveh Israel. Go to Mikveh Israel. It's the second oldest shul in America. Right? And that's not the actual building. It's like the name of, you know. So, but they have over there, they have a letter, I think, from George Washington. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I've seen it also, right? You know, it's like, Lahadun Koshacho, it's like, wow, you know, he's writing a letter, you know, to the shul board, whoever it was, of Mikveh Israel. God, I think it's pretty interesting, right? It's pretty, mm-hmm. right? This is George Washington. Lahavdi bin Koshacho. Now, I'll say also, it's only George Washington. It's only George Washington. Now, the Gabi Kiddushu, you take an Esrog on Sukkos, and you take a Luv, a Dal Minim, and you say, Asher Kiddushon HaMitzvah, I'll write, and you do the mitzvah, Netilas Lulav, and you shake the Lulav. We are now Mesiyaches, we are connecting ourselves, our actions, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a mitzvah is. Let's see further. V'heim heim miyuchadim el ha'adam lefi mailus nasher lekis. They are directly connected to what the purpose of the man is here for. Lefi mailus nasher lekis. V'davar ze bevadei heim apu'ulois miyuchadis loy ruyum loy. V'im tisho v'toymer. First of all, we'll ask and say in Cain, harei kol hapu'ulois miyuchadis lechol od lechol echod ve'echod min ha'nivroim. First of all, I ask that all of the pu'ulois, the actions that are unique for each and every person, hapu'ulois mischayvois mimenu me'atzmoi ve'inu mishane pu'uloisof. There's no difference in the actions of a person. V'lomo loy nimsu gamkein pu'ulois elekiyois heima mitzvois min ha'odam me'atzmoi. Why don't we find v'lomo loy nimsu gamkein, why don't we find also the pu'ulois elekiyois, these godly actions, heima mitzvos, which are the mitzvos, min ha'odam yatzah, from the person himself. We'll explain what this means further. Davar ze ein shel, it's not a question. Kim roi shiyu eilu ha'pu'ulois bo'yis min ha'odam, if these actions would come from man, halo yetzah hara shebara ba'odam, hu mevio yel ha'pu'ulois ha'rois, because the yetzah hara that's inside, shebara ba'odam, that's created inside of the person, mevio yel ha'pu'ulois ha'rois, will bring a person to bad actions. Shebo'yis mimeno mitzad yetzah hara shebo'y. It's going to come from the evil side of the person. This is Moshe Beinu was telling Klai Yisrael. He was Machiach Klai Yisrael. What's Hazinu Hashemayim by the Beira? What's the point of that? Kimayshi Zbar b'prakam avbayim. Lo haidiyah she'ein zilafi haseder klal. Let's see the bottom number 44 to clarify what he's referring to. When the Nevi'im would give Teichacha, would rebuke Klai Yisrael, they would use nature, like the Shemayim, the Oretz, that will be there even after Moshe Rabbeinu passes on. Just like by the Navi Yeshaya says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, a very famous Pasuk, Yodo Shor Kaneyu. The axe, Yodah Shokaneo, knows who its owner is, who acquired him. And Moshe Odin called on the Nevi, Moshe Ben as well, said, Hazinu Hashemayim, Oru B'Sifri, Azeh Omar Lohem, he said, Histaklu B'Shemayim V'Oritz V'Chol HaShabam, look at the Shemayim and the V'Oritz and everything that's there. Hashem Barasi L'Shamish Hashem, Hashem said, I created everything in this world to serve you. V'Ein Lahem Schar V'Oinish, and there's no reward and punishment for them. And they did not deviate from their responsibilities. Did you see the sun go to the east? Or maybe you planted wheat kernels, wheat seeds, and it grew barley? You never see something like this. That's absurd. And if you fulfill the mitzvahs, you'll get reward. If you don't, you get a punishment. How much more so by Klal Yisrael? That we have to make sure, by us, there is reward. We have to make sure we fulfill the mitzvahs. Back in Tapki, Lefi HaSeda HaSichli, according to the order of the seichel of the mensch, of the person, Roy she is chayvu hapulu is min kol nivra v'nivra kifimasha roy. Ve'lo odom shenau she'elakis sichlis roy loy pu'ulo is miyuchodois ve'im pu'ulo is hamitzvahis shabatoyra rak yitzar ma'akev. The Maral is telling us that every single, he's reiterating the point and saying a different angle, that every single creation that's here, whether it's the wheat kernel that produces the wheat and not the barley, or whether it's anything else in the world, it produces what it's supposed to do. We too are supposed to produce mitzvahs. So how can we always produce mitzvahs? Why don't we always produce mitzvahs? And the answer is very simple. Because we have a Yetzihara. And the Yetzihara is ma'akiv. Sor shebe isa. The Yetzihara is preventing us from doing the mitzvahs. But what is our toitsa? What's the natural outcome from what a yid is supposed to do? That's mitzvahs. Omnam. Kol ha-min b'nei Adam, yi'evsher shiyu shav m'kulam b'malos navshom. Now he's going to say, let's not make a mistake. Let's not say that all men are created equal. You ever hear such a concept, all men are created equal? Is it written somewhere? All men are created equal? Let me tell you something, it's not true. That doesn't mean all men should not be given proper respect. But all men are not created equal. That is true. Last I checked, you are Yisrael, correct?
No.
No, you're Levi?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were Yisrael. Okay, I'm Yisrael. Okay, you are a Levi. You are a Levi. I didn't know you were Levi, I forgot. Okay, so we're not created equal. You're a Levi. You're a Levi. Well, you are. Okay, I'm Yisrael. I'm proud of it. Are we created equal? We are not. Who washes the Kohanim's hands? Not me. It's you. And if there's Kohen here, who goes up to Duchim? Who would go on the Beis Hamishna to do Avayda? We're not created equal. We all have to give proper respect to every single person. That doesn't. The fact that we're not created equal does not define or take away, detract, that we should not give respect to everyone. That statement, all men are created equal, is give respect. No, it's two different issues. Here's what's going on. Now he's going to say over here, in regards to the creation of Adam, there's Kla Yisrael and there's Umas Ha'olam. Adam, kol ha-min b'bnei Adam i'asher shiyu shavim kulam b'maylas na'asham. V'shekol min b'nei Adam shavim b'toyer p'neyem b'nyoneyem, they look the same. Enam shavim b'mash yesh chelik mehem yoyis eleki mizulasam. However, some of them, of the Adam, of the creations, meaning Klal Yisrael, have a higher level of godliness as opposed to others. He says, where do you find the Vua Ruach HaKodesh? Let's put aside Bilam for now, we're not discussing that, exception to the rule. You find it by Klal Yisrael. But not Shar Ha'amim Akum. Not by the other nations. And this is the nation Hashem chose. Since Hashem gave us this Hachana, this preparation, we are more attuned to be able to connect to the lekis, to nashim lekis. We're forced to say this as well. On the left side on page lamed hey. Ki ha'olam hazeh asher bo min b'nei Adam hu olam hateva. Olam hazeh, this world, asher bo min b'nei Adam hu olam hateva. It's the physical, natural world. That which is natural, that which is natural, it's appropriate, it makes sense that everyone should have the same natural koiches, powers, strengths. Masha oilam azeh hu tivi b'chloloi. Turning the page to Lamed Vav, im yimtso shinui b'hem, mibnei shinui ha-mekoimoi, is dover zeh ena nechsha shinui klal. He says, if you find a difference, he says, because he explains on the bottom, like sometimes in certain places, people's eyes are a little different than other people's eyes. And the Gemara explains, that's because maybe they have to protect themselves, they need more eyelids, because of the sand that was there certain places. Sometimes people's feet are a little wider because of their different necessities, how Hashem needed, great created them to need wider feet for what they need in their locations they live. But that doesn't change. That's just a uniqueness for what their needs are. But basically saying we're all the same in that regard. Aval elokis lo yimsa b'shav l'cholamin. But the elokios, the spiritual aspect, the godliness, that is not equal by everyone. Because if it was found that by everyone equal, this world we call the Oilam Nivdol, a world which is separated. Meaning that the whole world would have this concept of Elokios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the same Adrega. And that's not the case. This world is Oilam HaTeva, the world of nature, not the Oilam HaNivdol, and not every aspect of the Adam, of every Adam, meaning of the Shar Umus Oilam, the nations of the world, have this relationship to Elokios. There's only a unique portion that merits to have this. That's Klal Yisrael. Now we're going to get into a very, very famous Yisoid. We just finished Chanukah. Last week was Chanukah this past week. We know Chanukah is 8 days. 8 is Lamayim Teva. 7 is nature, is Teva. He's going to get into this Yisoid of 7. 7 is nature. The 70 nations is 70 is because of 7. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach corresponds to the Umos HaOilam, that by them, if they fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs, that's the Shleimus Adam. By the Umos HaOilam, by the nations of the world, by the Goyim. By a Yid, his Shleimus Adam is Taryag in 6:13. Let's see it inside. B'nei ki akum heim min ha'olam hativi, and since the non-Jew is connected more to the Oilam HaTivi, to this natural world of nature. The Kach Heim Shivim Umois. That's why there are 70 nations. Ki Oilam HaTeva Nivra B'Shivas Yimei B'Reishis. Because the Oilam HaTeva was created with 7 days. Okay, Neged Shiva Yimei Oilam HaTeva Heim Shivim Umois. And corresponding to the 7 days of the week, you have 70 nations. Ki Neged Kol Yoim Asar. Every day is 10. V'ha'umois ha'yechido ha'yisa al ha'teva. The nation, the unique nation, and I'll say the most important nation, and I'm just going to say over, I might have said it on this shiur by the Maral shiur, I've said it on other shiur, when I went to get my car by the mechanic, by your old block, by the body shop. And I went to pick up my keys. I just wanted to pay. I already paid. Just wanted my keys. Move on my day. So I told you the story. What he said? No? He says to me, he's Italian. He says to me, we know the Jewish people are the chosen nation. I'm like, oh no, not again. I go, they see the rabbi. They're going to have all these conversations. We know the Jewish people are the chosen nation. I'm like, okay, where's this going? So he says, can I ask you? We were just studying. I'm like, oh boy. How did they make that golden calf? That's a good question he's asking. How did they make an eagle? That's his question. Fine. What I answer is not for now. But what was the point? He's makir. We know the Jewish people are the chosen nation. The Jewish people have to know we're the chosen nation. And we have to behave like we're the chosen nation. That we have this nefesh of the kiss, which is mimal, al hateva. V'hi kineged hashmini. That's what the Maral says. It's kineged shmini, 8. Because number 8 is the Maral Manateva. And that's why Chanukah is 8 days. Because the whole concept of Yavan was Teva, was nature. There is no such thing as supernatural in Yavan's attitude and mindset. And that's why there's the Nais. The Nais was beyond Teva. How does a jug of oil last for 8 days? It's only supposed to last for 1 day. But it lasted for 8 days to come to emphasize this point. Ki hashmini hu al hateva. 8 is above on nature. Lekach, Roy, turn the page to Lamed Ches, Le Yisrael hatoira. Shehi al oilom hateva. That's why Klai Yisrael, it's appropriate for them to have the Torah, because we are al hateva, above nature. And the Torah was created before this natural world was created. And Klai Yisrael also were created before this natural world was created. If you take a look at number 65 in the bottom, he brings a Medrash Rabbah. Shisha Devarim Kodmu Libriyos Oilom. There were 6 things that came before the creation of the world. There were those things that were created, and there were those things that were olub machshav liboros. We'll call it came into the mindset of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be created. Hatayra v'akise yakovod nivru. The Torah was already created before the world was created. The kise yakovod, Hashem's throne, whatever this means exactly, was already created. Ha'avos v'Yisrael, avos in Klal Yisrael. Olub machshav liboros were in Hashem's mindset to be created. Vekan mashakazav Yisrael nivru gamkein koidim shnivra oilam ativi. This that the Maral says over here by Yos and Tiferes Yisrael, that Yisrael, the nation Klal Yisrael, were created before the world. Kavanos olub machshava koidim loyilam ativi. It refers to means that it was olub machshava. It came to Hashem's mind that of course the world will be created with Klai Yisrael. Even though in the world of reality, if you will, Klai Yisrael only came into existence after the 70 nations. But since it was Olub Machshav Tchila, like by Shabbos, Machshav Tchila, Shabbos is the last creation, but it was before, it was thought of beforehand. Similar concept over here, that Klai Yisrael came into existence only after the 70 nations, but the thought of Klai Yisrael was before them. And there's a whole discussion, why is it that we only came out afterwards? But that's not for now. Okay, back in top of the page where he says, Lekach kol inyan ha-Torah, shi b'shmini, ki ha-Teva hi tachas mispar sheva. That's why the whole aspect of the Torah is 8. As he discusses later on, he says here in footnote number 87, the kach kol inyan ha-Torah hiyeh bishmini. Why is it bishmini? Meaning that it's l'mayna m'leteva. I just want to digress for a second. It's not really digress. I want to elaborate for a second on this point. And I believe we might have spoken about it also one of the Maral Shurim. But the question should be asked that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a nation, why did he create the Avos, the Imois, that they couldn't have children? So you'll tell me, okay, we have Gemara and Yevamos in front of us. So you'll tell me Gemara and Yevamos says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'aber l'tfilas and shel tzadikim. Hashem desires that tfilas tzadikim. So they're going to be lacking the children. So now they're going to be forced to daven for it even more, and they'll have the children, which is a beautiful answer. Gemara says it, but that doesn't really answer the question. Yes, Hashem desires our tefillahs. So Hashem could have created many ways that we were lacking something and desire our tefillahs. Rav Tzadik explains the Yisai like this. And it's really what I believe the Maral is saying here as well. When the Medrash says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu and took him l'mayla from the stars, d'roich ala koychavim, trample, step on the stars, what Hashem was saying, you don't live in the world of Olam HaTeva. You don't live with the world of statistics. Statistics say Avram ain't a Moilid. Statistics say that. That's not the issue over here. You're not Avram, you're Avraham. You're Avraham. You will have children. Reb Tzadok explains the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ovos Imoyos HaKadoshim with the inability to have children is to teach us this lesson that we don't live according to the laws. We're not bound to statistics of nature of Teva. We are Lemaila Min HaTeva. That's exactly what he's saying here. We are eight. Number eight, Lemaila Min HaTeva. We're not seven. That's the message. And that's why the creation of Klal Yisrael has to come when there's a Lemaila Min HaTeva. Isn't that beautiful? It's beautiful with Tzadik. Okay. Lekach, right after number 65 on the top. Lekach called in the Torah shehi b'shmini ki ha-teva hi tachas mispar shiva. Mashu umashu hu al ha-teva hu shmini. Kimoy shizbar b'perek she'achar zaz. We'll discuss more in the beginning of the second parak, Mitzvah Shem. Lekach ha-uma Yisraeli, the Jewish nation, asher bochar Hashem yizbarach l'chalkoi, Hashem shows us, heim heim nisiyachdoi, we are uniquely designated to produce the Torah mitzvahs. Shehei mitzvahs ha-Torah. Lefi madregos national lekiyus, according to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'mashrohoyim muchanum l'nevuah v'ruach ha-kodesh v'luyus ha-shechina b'neihem. In this that we are muchan, we're prepared for prophecy, for nevuah, for ruach ha-kodesh, and for the shechina to dwell amongst us. V'akum! But the non-Jew, lefi ma'alosom, noslam shiva mitzvahs, shem shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, says that by the non-Jew, his shleimus, as is elaborated on number 69, his shleimus is by seven mitzvahs. If they fulfill, by the way, there's a Rashi in Chulin that says that the seven mitzvahs are the binyan av, are the main mitzvahs, but they're really like something like 37. I don't remember exactly, around 30 somewhat mitzvahs by the goyim. But it's all derivatives of the, like we'll call it, seven mitzvahs. Okay, let's keep it simple for now. Seven mitzvahs. The seven are the mitzvahs because it's teva. It's teva for the goy, for the non Jew. That's why he has seven mitzvahs. So you'll say, okay, so how come we don't have eight mitzvahs? Right? Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakui says Yisrael, says the Rechananya ben Kashya Omer. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted mezakah, so he gave us hirbol and toyer mitzvahs. Gave us more and more mitzvahs. And the truth is, 613, as Rabbi Avram Achi Agro says in Milas HaTorah, in the safe Milas HaTorah, he says 613 is also just the binyan av. We have thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. He says it's not shaykh that in all Sefer Bereishis, you'll tell me you're only three mitzvahs? They're much more than three mitzvahs. Those are three of the Tayag mitzvahs. But throughout Sefer Bereishis, you have plenty of mitzvahs, which I'm not getting into right now, what they are. Now, listen to this next paragraph here on page Lamed Tes, where it says like this, famous Gemara. Gemara of the Zohar, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, tells us, Hashem is Sinai ba v'zorach miseir loma yafi mihar paro, and it brings the pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Zoyis HaBracha, how Hashem appeared, Hashem is Sinai ba v'zorach miseir loma yafi mihar paro. My boy seir, my boy paro. What are we saying seir? What are we saying paro? Ask the Gemara. Melamed shehichzir Hakadosh Baruch Hu haTorah kol ha'olam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, very famous. Every child knows this. Because Baruch Hu went around to every nation in the world and said, do you want the Torah? What did they say? He said, no, thank you. I'm what a chutzpah. Melech Malchi Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I created the world. Do you want a gift I have for you? And they ask a question, what does it say inside of it? That alone is a chutzpah. But let's not get into that now. They said, no, we're not interested. Until Klal Yisrael came along and said, we'd love to have it. What does it say? They never asked. They said, Nasev Nishma. The Medrash, that was the Gemara. The Medrash, Amar Melamish, Hichzak Lish Baruch Hu Esat Toyer Lebnei Esav. Famous Medrash. So Hashem said, Esav, Bnei Esav, the children of Esav. Do you want the Torah? Amar Lahem, they said, Roitzim Atem LeKabel Torah. Amar Loi, Maksibul. What does it say? Well, before I accept something, I have to know what my responsibilities are. Omer lahem, Hashem says lo yisirtzach. Says you can't kill. Can't kill. They're thinking, wait a minute, that's my essence of life. I'm here to kill. That's what they're thinking. Omer loy, kol brachah yisil oyseish va'achar b'chatichya. The brachas of that oyseish, who's oyseish, who is Esav's father? Yitzchak. What did Yitzchak give Yaakov? Esav as a bracha? Avachar b'chatichya. You can live by your sword. In the rights the Kabbalah, we don't want to accept that. We don't want to accept the Torah. We need to kill. I have to feed my wife and kids. Fine. Avol b'nei Yishmael. Amar l'b'nei Yishmael. Rights my tem l'kabbalah Torah. Amar loy. Maximba. So now the Arabs were asked, "Do you want the Torah?" Say, "Well, what does it say?" Amar lahem loy signoiv. Don't steal. What steal actually means? Oh yeah, don't kidnap. Don't steal. Amar loy kol b'rechayis shalai seish. That's Avram Avinu, right? Who yeah per adam yada bekol v'yad kol boy. Bereshis tes zayin beis. Ain on the right sim lekabla. We don't want to tell you it. That's the Gemara. That's the Medrash. Now this is Maral. Beiru bezeh advar meshev amarnu. Now we explain according to what we said. Ki mitzvah zatayra shem ha-pu'ulois ha-lakiyois. The mitzvah zatayra, which are the actions, the spiritual actions that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misyachsois el Yisrael, are directly connected, related to Klai Yisrael. Shelefi mailus nafsham hei muchanim el ha-pu'ulois ha-lakiyois. And according to their nefesh, they're muchan. They're prepared. They're designated. El ha-pu'ulois ha-lakiyois. Vehem b'yichud lehem. And it's uniquely for them. You know, that should tell us right away, like this. You put in your tefillin tomorrow morning, if you don't have malav malka, you can wash, eat malav malka. You make a bracha, an latilas yadayim, asher k'disham esvayis v'sim an latilas yadayim, right? Right? Hamayitzi lech menores. Right? Every bracha, whatever brachas you make, we're connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming to fulfill our tafkid here in this world. When a person realizes I am fulfilling the purpose of why I'm here, he feels good. Why doesn't a person feel good in life? He feels empty. He feels like I'm missing something. I'm lacking. When the person realizes I just won the lottery, make a bracha, paikeach even. These are brachas of appreciation. We have eyes. Who gave us these eyes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are these eyes for? To do mitzvahs. And when the person does the mitzvah and he connects to Hashem, what's the greatest mitzvah of them all? Talmud Torah connected kulam. For what we're doing right now. The reason why Hashem created this world is to do what we are doing right now. That means everything that's out there, the rain that's raining come down now, the stars, the moon, the cloud, such a foggy day today, right? The fog, everything that exists, the millions and billions of everything that's out there and trillions, is all for what we're doing right now. And for what you're doing and listening to the Shia right now. And all those learning around the world. That's why Hashem created the world. When a person realizes that he's fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, he should feel great. He's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know that. And it should bring simcha to the person. Aval akum mitzad chesroinom b'chisusom. But the akum, because of what they're lacking and the lower level that they're on, einam ruyim lepu'ula yisalakiyos, they're not fit for this. Shehim ha-mitzvahs. Vezehu shehoyo machzer ha-toyra al kol umu levloshim. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu went around to every single nation. Ve'etzem nafshon ma'ayin lekabel ha-pu'ula yisalakiyos. The etzem existence of their who they are declined to accept it. Ki im Yisrael as opposed to Klai Yisrael, who were a fit and connected and directly created for this purpose. As we said earlier, Klai Yisrael were all of Machshava before the world was created. But it goes further than that. Omnam b'medrash biyah, the medrash explains kiloi bilvad shehem page blat men, top page mem. It's not only that they weren't muchan l'toyro. Shem pu'ulo yisil kiyois. Aval yesh b'hem achon el hefech. But it's not just that they weren't uniquely designed for this, but they have a direct opposite, an opposite creation, an opposite disposition. Esav and Yishmael are their essence. When we say, we don't mean the person Esav and the person Yishmael. We mean their nation. The nation of Esav, the nation of Yishmael, are intrinsically the opposite of the Torah. And that's because of what they're designated for. Take a look at 75, very important. It's a bit of a longer piece, but it's important to see. Near Levaris Ahafoch Yoisazu. What does it mean that they're opposite? So he says, this is really from the Maral later on in Perek Chof. Bir Shemidas Avraham Miyuchodus LaTorah. The mid of Avraham is directly, intrinsically connected to the Torah. Vaidesh Lacholahavin Avichachma Ki Midas Avraham Ki Midas HaTorah. The mid of Avraham is Midas HaTorah. Don't ask now. I thought Yaakov is Torah. No. Why is the mid of Avram mid of Torah? Ki Torah tikra Torah chesed. Torah is called Torah chesed. We know Avram Avinu's mid was chesed. Dichsiv v'soyrus chesed alusheino. Right? Didn't we just say this last night? Eish Yischael? V'soyrus chesed alusheino. V'zeh mitzad ki Torah darcheh darchi noyom. V'chol nisiv v'seh sholoim. Why is Torah referred to as Torah chesed? Because the ways of the Torah are pleasant. Darcheo darchei noyim. V'af kasha timsa v'Torah misois v'krisois. Even though you'll find death and krisos, excommunication, in the Torah you'll find that as well. However, in taklis had Torah rak lahamid ha-toy boilum. Shlo ye nimsa shumra. What's the purpose of the Torah? The purpose of the Torah is that there shouldn't be any ra in the world. There should be good. Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to do good. The Torah begins with chesed, and the Torah ends with chesed. Where do you see the Torah's beginning of chesed? Says the pasuk, "Vayasa Hashem lo adam lo ishtoi kastoi sar v'alabishim." Hashem made clothing for Adam and Chava. Where do you see the Torah is the end of Gminas Chasadim? As it says, "Vayigbar Yisrael begoy," that Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Beiru bezed davar gadol. Right in the middle of 75, so he explains the davar gadol. Ki kol ina Torah kidei lahamid atoyv shiyah ba'olam. The whole aspect and purpose of the person is lahamid atoyv shiyah ba'olam. The beginning, the bookends of the Torah. Chesed begins and ends with Torah. Everything is begins with Chesed, ends with Chesed. That's what the Torah is. The point is, lefichu chaschlosa gimnas chasodim shu asiyas hatoyv lebnei adam. The beginning is Chesed, which is doing good with people. Ve'tachlis hatoyra hatoyv hagomer. The purpose of the Torah is good, to do good. This is the purpose of the Torah, to fulfill the good of God. And that's the principle, the foundational principle that everything is based on and built upon. Avram was chesed. Avram was midah was chesed. V'roi mitzad atzmai el ha-Torah. Avram's midah is chesed, so it's only appropriate that Avram should fit with midah is chesed. Excuse me, it should fit with the Torah. Shat Torah, he Torah is chesed because Torah is chesed. You see how that connects beautifully. V'zeh midos shel Avram. Now, this, listen to this. This what we just learned now, which is later on in Perek Chof, is all I'll say more of a hakdama for the main point of over here, because we're expressing and showing that by the nations of Esav and Yishmael, they are the opposite of, and the hafachis of being connected to what the purpose of the life of creation of the Torah. Kamavor begur ayei. Now he says like this: v'inei shvichus damim, murder. This is Esav. Esav said, I have to kill. That's what Esav said. Hu hepich mi chesed. It's a hepich of chesed. It's the opposite of chesed. V'chein gzeila. Oy men is connected. So to gzeila is also the opposite of chesed. That's what you see very clearly. See what he's doing here? The Maral here in Perikhov later on, the same Perikhov, is explaining what he's saying over here. How Esav and Yishmael are the mamish intrinsically, not just they can't accept it, but they're the opposites of the Torah. Ki haTorah hi chesed ve'ilu shvichas dama gneiva hein lehepach mi'chesed. Because the Torah is chesed and they are the opposite of chesed. What is Torah? Torah is defined as chesed. Back in top. That's why 75 is so important. V'zehu mitzan ha'achon shebehem. Ki ein safek shebirchosom lefi ma sheheim yihoyu muchonim eilea ba'atzman, be'etzem. As he says in the bottom, 77. Be'etzem. Their brachas was what by Yishmael and by Esav, the brachas were given to them of, according to their makeup. Ma shezocha ha'kosov hazeh Esav Yishmael loymar ki akum nafshim noite la ketzel. Why did we mention specifically Esav Yishmael? Because we wanted to bring out that by the akum, by the nations of the world, by the goyim, their nefesh goes to the extreme. V'chol shenoite hachonis nafshim la ketzel hura. Extremism is bad. V'zeu Hashem isinai ba v'zorach miseir lomay hoyfia mihar paron. This is what it means. And the pasuk says, "Hashem shined zorach miseir lomoy from seir hayfi mihar paron." He showed himself from har paron. Ki Hashem is barach roa ki pu'ulo is ha-Torah. The actions of the Torah. Heim hadurochim hayishorim. They are the correct, proper, straight path. Darchei darchinoyim. Heim darchei Hashem. These are the ways of Hashem. Ruuyim la'asher lehem hachon and tavapeij mem aleph. Ru'uyim la'asher lehem hachonam mimutzas, the middle derech, like the Rambam says, choose the derech emtsoi. The Maral is saying, extremes from one direction to the next are not good. Thank you. V'hi hatechuna hayishora. That's the proper pathway one should take. Loy el asher, thank you. Techuna is navsho. Noite el akotze upu'ulo yishelahem enem yisharim. Not that a person should go el akotze to the extreme, and that's not called yosher, that's not called straight, proper path. I want to suggest we have only a few more paragraphs to finish the perek. Let's try to finish the perek. Esav and Yishmael, they intrinsically are noite, that's the topic here now, to extremism. Think about it. Think about Yishmael for a second. Take a bomb, lo yaleinu rachmon etzlon, we should never hear of this. I don't want to finish the sentence. And take their own lives and extremism. Zohar b'shvil kach, that's what he mentioned. Zacha b'shvil kach Esav Yishmael sheyesh b'chol echad hakotze echad. They each one have their own extremism. Kalayma ki elu shtei umoyis akom. These two nations of the world techunas nashem noite mina emso. Techunas nashem noite. They deviate from the middle path. They deviate from the proper middle path. Kol achas lekotze echad. Each one to an extreme. Lechein the kach. That's why they said we can't accept the Torah. It doesn't fit with us. It doesn't connect with us. One's bracha, Yishmael, or rather by Esav, al chabecha tichya, you live by the sword, literally soyach, to kill. Yishmael, yod bekol. Your hands mean never one's pocket. You can be a thief.
By the way, just to backtrack for a second, as I mentioned, Yishmael is the bombs. They intermarried, so now you have Yishmael and Esav together, as Roshim Shem Pinkus elaborates and others as well before him. But you have the nations of Yishmael and Esav. They intermarried to the point where now Yishmael is also the Ritzayach as well.
But that's not for now. Ve'elu shneim techunis rois mechulokis. Kol achas va'achas noita lekotza ach echot. Both of them, their nefesh is to be extreme. Kashi yadu lechach miemes. Ve'shvil kach hoya techunis techunosom mimayin lekabot Torah. Their techunis is to refuse the Torah. Amnon migimara, and the vodazav beiz, amad beiz. Lo yamur rak shehem, top him beiz now. Lo yrotz lekabot. All it says is they didn't want to accept it. What does it mean they didn't want to accept? It's not just they didn't want to, but it's they don't fit. It's like taking a USB cord trying to put into the outlet over here. I know some outlets have it now, but on the wall. But you can't. It's not going to fit. It doesn't work. You got the wrong cord for the wrong outlet. Shema pula is v'maisim elokim. That the Torah is actions of godliness. She'en nafsha muchun lezeh. Their intrinsic makeup, nefesh, is not connected to this. Ki Yisrael mitzad nafsha melakiyos menei zeh roi lehem apulois lakiyos vehei mitzvah Torah. Fine. What's the next topic for me to discuss right now? As we conclude this parak, I'm very happy we're finishing the parak now. What's the next topic? What about a ger? It's a very appropriate question now. We're saying that Yishmael and Esav, which is an example of the nations of the world, they don't connect to the Nefesh Elokis. But what happens when you have a convert? How does that work? So, Pasha Pshat, we know, Gershon is Gaius, Kakan Shanoilat. It's like a new creation. It's a new creation. Let's see what he says. V'hu Atzmoy, Mash Omru Zal, Gemara says, Atem Kriim Adam. Gemara in Yevamis Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Atem Kriim Adam. Who's you are called Adam? Ve'ein Akum Kriim Adam. But the Goyim are not called Adam. And that's what he said earlier when we discussed that not everyone is created equal. And he said that Klal Yisrael, the Adam of Klal Yisrael, are Muchen for Ruach HaKodesh, are Muchen for Nevuah, are Muchen leKabel HaTorah HaMitzvos. Ve'ein Akum Kriim Adam. U'biyoroi Inyan zeh, the pshat is shehevdol hamayuchad asher bein ha'odom ubein shar balei chayim. Umasha odom yesh loy nefesh lakis. The chilik between odom and the other creations, the other balei chayim, living creations, is the nefesh lakis. Vihnei oysom asher yesh loy nefesh lakis. Those who have the nefesh lakis, hey muchanum l'dvarim lakiyim. They are. Excuse me, they are directly connected, plugged into Dvar Melekiyim. Say in English, to godly things. Kimoy ha-Navu of Ruach HaKodesh. Just like Navu of Ruach HaKodesh. V'davar zeh lo'itim sarak ba'am asher bocha bo'ay Hashem Yisbarach. You're only going to find that by the nation of Klal Yisrael that Hashem chose us, as we, because we are directly connected. But not the rest of the Adam. Atem kriim Adam. Klai Yisrael called Adam. L'kach heim kriim Adam b'prat b'shleimus. B'ma sheyesh behem kol asher roi liyois l'Adam. Shenikra Adam b'prat sheyesh boi maile l'kis v'ena tivi. L'fichach atem kriim Adam. Neze ha-mitzvot. The mitzvot sheheim ha-po'ulois l'kis nesiachsus b'prat l'Yisrael b'shleimus kashi is bar oid. As we'll explain more, the Maharal says that what was our purpose over here, our focus? That the mitzvahs is what brings us shleimus. That's why when you have people running around doing other things and spending their time and money and energy, if he's a yid, he will never find a satisfaction. He will never find complete satisfaction. Why? Because he's lacking. He's not filling himself up properly. He's lacking what he needs. What does he need? He needs the Torah and mitzvahs. He might get a little enjoyment out of that thing, whatever he's doing, for a short time period. But then you know what? Then he's on to the next thing. Then he's on to something else. And I'll tell you something else. It's also very expensive. Because everybody needs a chiddush. My Rebbe once told me like this. That the concept of chiddush, something new. Everybody needs something new. And if a person doesn't have something new, it gets stale. So a person can focus on buying a new watch, because the watch you bought last week already, it's a week old. You buy a new car, a year later, there's a fancier car. It can do more things out there, more gadgets, who knows what. Whatever the examples might be, a person who focuses his newness in a Rashi and Chumash. Oh wow, I never understood Rashi like that. He gets his Simcha Sachayim. The person who gets his Simcha from a Blat Gemara, from a Chumash, from Rashi, whatever it might be, from Mishnah, he fulfills that Simcha, that Chiddush. He got his Chiddush now. And it's a lot cheaper also. Let's just finish the parak over here. Let's finish the piece. Va'yikshe, now we come to the ger. Va'yikshe, imkein, ha-ger, eich efshu shiyeh mekabot teira. We just said that the ger, the non-Jew, is not shaykh to the teira. So how can he accept the teira ever? That was the question. Ka'asher yesh lo ha-yitichuna nashis she'en ha-teiva. He has this intrinsic nefesh that's opposing the teira. So how can he mekabot teira? Ve'ez ha-kash, it's not a kash klal at all. Ki mi'achu she'bol izgayer, this that he's coming to convert, to become a ger, hine yesh lo tchuna yisraelis. Now, gerish and his guys, kekonish and nolid, he has a tchuna yisraelis. His makeup now is that of a yid. Kasher, this gayer, na'as tofel. Tofel here doesn't mean secondary, it means mechuber, as he explains in number 95. It means connected. Luma yisraelis. Vahrei hu kim kamoya. And he is like the yid itself. Nonetheless, we do have a Gemara in Mem Zayin in Yevamos, Mem Zayin with Beis, the third Gemara in Yevamos tonight. Geirim, Kosha Geirim, Liyisrael Kimoy Sapachas, that Geirim are painful to Klai Yisrael like Sapachas. What's Sapachas? Sapachas is a nega, is a blemish, is affliction. The basic understanding is Ki Sapachas Mizgoyene Toiv, Mikalkil HaBosar Shiyish Le Mezeg Toiv. The sapachas, that blemish on the body, it affects the skin. And what does it mean that kashim gerim sapachas? So the pashim shot is that unfortunately sometimes gerim come into the nation and they keep their, we'll call it, previous ways of life, and then people learn. It's not the Gemara explains. The Rashi says it very clearly. Rashi nevamis mem zayin mit beis loshin sapachas. They keep on to their previous ways of behaving and their previous lifestyle. And then other people see what they're doing and learn from them. Or rely on them for psak halacha b'issa v'heter. Now, there's another pshat, I think of Yaakov Emden says in the Makkah Gemara, which is appropriate to mention as well. Why is it kashim gerim sapachas? Because many times they come into the nation and they're even better than the full-fledged Yid, Jewish person born from Jewish parents. And he's putting us to shame. They're putting us to shame. They look at a Yid that's talking during davening. What a chutzpah. How in the world can a person talk during davening? And they can't comprehend it. I can't comprehend it either. I'm not a ger. but they won't talk during davening. I'm just giving an example of the other pshat of kashim gerim sapachas. But the point he wants to bring out over here is that the ger, he can have that tchunas yisrael when he becomes, even though he comes from that place of the original Esav Yishmael. And he concludes over here, Val yikshe hare nimsa ki yisrael hayu ha'oma nivchor im ha'techuna ha'toiva shehoi yisrael lahem hayu lahutim b'yo yisrael achar v'dezorom mikola umois. He concludes, he says, don't ask me a question, says the Maral. He concludes with, you might have a question that says, wait a minute, if we're so intrinsically ingrained to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, so how come of all the nations of the world we ran after the Avodah Zarah? He says, that's a question that's going to be answered, Mitzvah Hashem, later on, in Prakim later on. Rabbi Hartman says, he didn't find it in the Sefer over here, but rather he found it in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Gimel, Mitzvah Shem. We continue next week with Perek Beis. Shkoyach, thank you for joining.